Hello, everybody. It is Fantai Bridges, and you are listening to Voices for Change. So last week, we discussed the basics of climate change, from science to misconceptions to its impacts. And we ended on the note that developing countries will carry most of the burden despite contributing the least amount of greenhouse gases that fuel it and create the actual issue. And so today, for today's podcast, we're going to carry over this conversation for part two, and we're going to cover the impact of climate change specifically in Kenya and the unique situations that are going to happen there. In today's podcast, we will be covering the impact of climate change specifically in Kenya or in the Kenyan lens. Kenya is particularly vulnerable to climate change as it threatens the country's economic growth, sustainable development, and well-being as a population. In some areas, there will be an increase in rainfall intensity and unpredictability. The Rift Valley province will experience ongoing cycles of droughts, floods, and landslides, creating an unstable environment for populations living there. Freshwater resources in that area will also reduce with the increase of glacier melt. Communities in Kenya's coastal areas will also have to adapt their infrastructure or migrate as sea levels are expected to rise, leading to floods and saltwater intrusion. Salt water can actually leak into freshwater aquifers and make the water resources unsuitable for drinking. Arid and semi-arid lands in Kenya are currently vulnerable to droughts, and climate change can amplify their food insecurity and water availability that is already so fragile. In a general debate among UN's Second Committee this past fall in 2019, Kenyan delegate Lazarus O. Amayo expressed that the effects of climate change cost Kenya approximately 3% of the nation's GDP annually, and has also impoverished millions and is quickly reversing gains against hunger. He stated that climate change also threatens Kenya's agriculture-based economy, that makes up 26% of the country's GDP. Climate change also threatens business development and development overall. Amayo raises the concern that domestic resource mobilization is Kenya's main source of income to finance its sustainable development goals, representing 70% of its resource base. Any hindrance to this income can then set back Kenya's progress to reach them. Furthermore, urban areas in Kenya will also be affected by climate change, especially in informal settlements. Many cities find themselves experiencing a heat island effect, where urban areas are warmer than their surrounding neighborhoods due to more human activity in comparison. However, research suggests that this phenomenon is magnified in informal settlements and unplanned urban areas. One study researched this effect in Kibera, an informal settlement in Kenya. The researchers described Kibera as having a microclimate that is hotter than the rest of Nairobi. This environment is created by the construction materials in the informal settlement, poor ventilation, little green cover, such as trees and grass, poor access to electricity, and a dense population. The study warns that global warming might magnify temperatures in Kibera, among other informal settlements. Consequently, extreme heat can pose adverse health effects, such as heat stroke, that can cause damage to the brain and other vital organs. Excessive heat increases the risk of death from a stroke, respiratory issues, and/or cardiovascular or heart conditions. Excessive rainfall from climate change can also jeopardize the housing among Kibera from floods and landslides. The remaining water may become stagnant and increase communicable diseases as it incubates disease vectors and waterborne diseases. One prime example of climate change and its effects are the increase in locust swarms in East Africa. And this is pretty relevant and current right now because since the beginning of 2020, this region has experienced one of the worst outbreaks in the past 25 years, and 70 for Kenya. During their off-period, desert locusts typically remain in arid and semi-arid deserts of Africa, usually in the Horn of Africa in that region, and reproduce during the wet season. Populations maintain themselves naturally. However, records have shown that these past consecutive 5 years have been the hottest since the Industrial Revolution in this area. In fact, in a sample of 30 African countries, 20 of these countries are warming faster than the world as a whole. Locusts prefer warmer temperatures, and now they can migrate into regions that had not been suitable before. Heavy rains during the wet season has also become more sporadic in the Horn of Africa, which is linked to the influence of climate change on the Indian Dipole. For context, the Indian Dipole influences the weather surrounding the Indian Ocean. This change in the wet season has increased locust reproduction cycles and swarm size, threatening agricultural production and the livelihoods of many. The effects of climate change are unpredictable, and the 2020 locust infestation is a prime example of how these alterations in our weather patterns can carry through in different facets. It's not always just flooding. It's what happens after flooding, the implications that follow. Climate change will shift all aspects of our lives, and we're already feeling its impact. And the only control that we have over this crisis right now is reducing greenhouse gas emissions and transitioning to sustainable policies as a global community. Doing so will slow and minimize the effect that we will experience. Education is the first step for climate change, as it allows you to engage in discussions and participate in advocacy. I hope this podcast gave you a concept on the gravity of this issue and the urgency that needs to happen, because people are going to be affected differently and at different magnitudes. And this is why you should care, because not only are you being impacted, but so are other people who might not be able to respond or adapt to these consequences. That's all that we have for you today, but please tune in next time for our part 3 of our climate change crash course, where we'll be talking more about the global response to climate change and what might have to be done to actually make an impact. We look forward to your company, and see you then, or hear you then. Tune in.